With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Physical, this is a podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with our contestant, who most recently played to audiences at the London Palladium before cancelling everything and eventually escaping Scotland to make his way to sold-out shows.
Yeah, don't raise your eyebrows at me with that question.
Well, the rooms are so big that eventually you'll add one that just doesn't sell out.
Yeah.
So they'll all be sold out, and then there'll be a very sad final performance.
There was one bit where like all my shows were sold out, and they were like, we've increased capacity. And I was like, oh, God damn it. Like, I did fancy just going down to the Melbourne Town Hall board and just everyone that had sold out written on it being like, wrong, we're all having a rough day.
It is, of course, Daniel Sloss. How are you enjoying your freedom?
It's great, and you know, as a Scottish person, my freedom's very important to me. We've done some movies about it.
Yeah, I've seen them.
It's good. I mean, it's a mixture of I'm very happy to be here and see all of my friends that I've not seen in like 18 months to 2 years. But on the other side, you know, FaceTiming my fiance every night, being like, it's not that great. It's not that, like, it's very similar to home. So you know, I think we're in the same boat. Please don't be too angry.
Mm. I saw when you were in quarantine that I think, was it Steen Raskopoulos who visited you from a balcony, and you put vision of that online. Mm-hmm. And I am assuming that from that vision, people in Sydney triangulated your location.
It did, yes. And they went out there every day at 2 p.m. And like, it was fun for like the first 3 days because I was like, this is exciting. I get to go out. People want to see me.
So random standing in a park nearby your balcony. Yeah.
And then it's just, you realize that there's only so much waving you can do. Like, you go out and you wave and then they wave. And then you're like, oh, well, that's the entire interaction. Like, we can't talk to each other.
You know why the Royals are so angry now.
Yeah. I did have a massive urge to suddenly become a pedophile. So I do see it from their point of view.
Are you any good at quizzes?
No, but I think I am.
Yeah, well,
like, and you my in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking crush this, but there's no evidence that's ever backed that up. It's absolutely ill-gotten confidence.
Well, then the good news is that we have a brains trust here to help you along today. Firstly, we'd like to say hello to a wizard.
Well. Quite frankly, I'd rather not talk about that, if that's possible.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually just here to be part of the Brains Trust and to connect with a fellow Brit, Danny Sloss. but yeah, please continue with the introduction. But as I thought you might have read my email from my manager, I don't want to discuss the Wizarding World or anything to do with it. Yep. Continue.
Well, it's hello to Ron Weasley.
Hello, Ron here. just a regular bloke from the UK, much like you, Danny.
I swear to God.
And I'm also a separatist, like the Scots.
You want separate from us?
We want
like the magical world
to be its own sort of realm, yeah, that is not, you know, under the guidance of the Queen, your Queen, yeah, not mine. I see. So I'm mainly here to kind of talk about that sort of stuff.
The separatist movement.
Yeah, the separatist movement. Mainly. But I do, as I mentioned, I don't want to really go in on the magic stuff.
How's Harry? Yeah,
I don't really, we don't need to. He's
your brother-in-law, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, we catch up at like family things and that. You know, I say hi, he says hi. But it's like, I had my own stuff going on. Mm. Like, that whole time at school, no one wrote jack shit about me. What about Ron Weasley and the wonderful time that he had at the shops with his friends? What about that? No one's going on about that.
Yeah.
Ron Weasley and the ice cream that he ate all by himself.
I can't imagine why they didn't write about that.
If anyone talked to me, they'd get some really good stories.
Yeah.
Really good.
That's good. If there's any sort of UK politics questions that come up,
throw them my way. I know everything about it.
but the brain's trust doesn't stop there. We also have an expert in haircuts. That's a hello to Stephanie Meninsky.
Hello. So good to be here with the boys. It's good to be here. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you for being here. An expert in haircuts. So you're a hairdresser then?
No. Don't be stupid. I do not have the technical sort of skills for something like this, but I know a haircut when I see one, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so
if I just sort of look around the room here, I think you guys have maybe seen one. Ron, have you had anything recently done?
I just get the same thing every time I go and I say hello. He says hello.
And that's it.
I pop two bob down on the old counter there and he says, same as usual, Ron. I say, same as usual, Sammy. And we sit in silence and we have a wonderful little snip.
That's sort of why I do what I do, because I think that haircuts sort of bring people together and they sort of change lives, you know what I mean? Mm. So that's what I've got expertise in.
So what is it that you do? If you're not a hairdresser,
a wide range careers, okay, because I didn't want to do something that stuck in a whole little, you know, and don't stick me in an office, that's what I say. So what I do is I'm sort of a consultant. I can come with you to the hairdresser and sort of liaise between you and the hairdresser and me. And I'm saying, do this. No, don't go short, do a lob. I'm good at sort of
short and long.
Don't go short, go long.
Are they they're the two main haircuts, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go into
you're
that
sort
a bit
of
more.
Getting a weird vibe here.
What about like a Caesar? Do you ever recommend the Caesar cut?
That sounds like a salad. What are you talking about?
The Caesar cut. It's kind of like,
I've never heard of that in my life. So no,
talking
I'm
about
not.
Caesareans?
That's for babies. So I don't know what that is about. Haircuts is what I said in my email.
Great. Shall we do a quiz?
Yeah.
Question number one. Which two singers performed the halftime show for the Super Bowl in February 2020.
I know this.
Which two singers performed the halftime show for the Super Bowl in February 2020?
I know this.
Some famous haircuts?
Absolutely. They've got fabulous hair, the two of them. Mm-hmm. One is, I'll say a clue for you, so it's not just me. Hips Don't Lie. Hips Don't Lie.
Susan Boyle, yeah?
No.
Close, though.
No.
Oh, that's the only one I know.
That's the only singer
that's
you
the
know?
Hips that
only
don't lie that you
singer
know
I know in the muggle world, but in our world we've got the Weird Sisters.
Oh, what genre is that?
I think that's what they were called from the books.
Yeah, the Weird Sisters.
Yeah. Is that pop? And they do sort of rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, sort of stuff. Jarvis Cocker, I think, was in the band in the movie.
Don't swear on this podcast. Don't you dare.
Sorry about that.
So, hang on, I just want to get the world right here. So you've seen, there is a movie that you've seen.
There's books and movies and
sort of documentaries. Or are they like fictionalised?
Oh, they're fictionalised. They got Danny Radcliffe in there playing the big man and they got Rupert Bloody Grint.
Yeah.
You don't like
him. They made him out to be a cuck. Just a worthless, snivelling cuck.
That's not you.
Not me at all.
Did you want it to be Ed Sheeran? Is that what you wanted to play?
A dear little Ed. Or what's his name from About Time?
Oh, Nick Holt.
Nick Holt's good too. I wouldn't mind him in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I
meant the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan Gleeson's son.
Aye.
Donald Gleeson. Oh, I'll get him in there.
Oh, yeah.
He looks a bit. And, yeah, Ed Sheeran. Or what, just anyone hot.
That's the problem with Rupert Grint. That's the main
Not
problem.
Not hot.
Not hot. Not hot.
Sorry. Let's get back on track. It's not Susan Boyle, yeah?
No.
Hips don't lie. I know who that is.
Yeah, who's it?
Shakira.
That's it. And the other one is Shakira, another girl boss, if you can believe it. Shakira and J-Lo. Is it J-Lo?
You reckon? Do you watch the Super Bowl, Daniel?
No. I like real sports.
Yeah. Like soccer.
Yeah.
Quidditch.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. As much as I do like watching Americans get even more brain damaged, it's the adverts that really put me off.
Yeah.
It's just too long a period of gaps between them permanently injuring themselves.
J-Lo and Shakira, do you want to lock that in?
I will trust my experts
trust
here. I'll trust the brain trust. I mean, yep. That's why the word trust is in there, I imagine.
Well,
hopefully soon we'll work out why the word brain's in there.
Question number two. What nickname was given to actress and activist Jane Fonda after she visited North Vietnam in 1972? You're a student of history, Ron.
I am a student of cinema. I love films.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jane
Fonda.
Like
the Harry Potter films.
No, don't like them. The only one I liked was Prisoner of Azkaban, which was directed by a Mexican.
Yep. And that's why.
Alfonso Cuarón, I think it was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, one of the three amigos of cinema. Love him.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Yes, the only one about a prison. Oh, God. Jeez, that is so horrible. I mean, they've disguised it as an opportunity, but it's just abject racism. And this one's about a bunch of people having a... But come
so
on, you know.
This one's about breaking into a country.
It was like a big wall. Anyway, we just... we love your previous movies.
Well, we haven't seen them, but we like what you're about.
Well, as a student of film, this question's actually about Jane Fonda.
Yes, Jane Fonda, who visited... I know that she's an activist.
North Vietnam. And she got a nickname.
Is that a pun?
When she was there.
Yeah.
I don't know till the end. Oh. We're in this together.
Mm. Is it something about her hair, possibly?
Possibly. Do you like her cut?
Bangs.
She's got the bangs.
Long layers. Could that be a nickname? I used to have that nickname
long
in
layer
school.
Bangs.
Long layers, they'd call me. Long layers Kaminsky. And then it became Big Pussy later. It went on for different reasons.
Yeah.
Could we put that down? Something about the hair?
Big Pussy or something?
She wears a wig.
You think her nickname in North Vietnam was the Queen of Eating Pussy?
Pussy Queen? I don't know. Queef Queen?
If that was, what sort of activism was she doing? Where her nickname? I mean, don't get me wrong, I can guess. But how come when I do it, it's not activism?
No. It's a war crime. I don't know. I'm lost on this one.
Yeah, well, Queef Queen is what we've got so far.
Queef Queen. It really can't be that.
Could be anything.
There's no way.
It's just that's the locals' name for her. It's the Queef Queen. She's on her way. Yeah. She's... No, she tips heavily, but, you know, she has to because she does stank out the room. And it's humid here. It sort of hangs in there like a smoggy wall.
Do you think maybe it's
White Devil?
Could be White Devil as well. Do you want to put White Devil?
Yeah, White She Devil.
Okay, I'll put.
I'm happy with that.
White She Devil. I'm sure it was a successful trip. Question three: The Treachery of Images is a painting by which surrealist artist? Treachery of Images, a painting by which surrealist...
You know your surrealism.
Artist.
You've seen your comedy. It's wackadoo what you do out there. What's he on about? He's painting images. He's doing all sorts of crazy characters and that.
Yep. So what's people leave confused.
Yeah, you're crazy. You're like Noel Fielding, who I sound like, I've realised.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. So, yeah.
Treachery of images.
I only know one surrealist painter, mm-hmm. and that is Salvador Dalí.
Oh, yes.
How did you get into Dalí? Art, yeah, more broadly, but Dalí specifically. Well,
obviously, like everyone who lives in the UK, I've gone to France, gone to the Louvre, popped in. Looked around, didn't get it.
What's all this?
What's this? What's that? shit, or shite, as we say in our country.
Yeah. Yeah. Pop back to the UK.
Yeah. So I've seen a bit of art. I don't love it. I don't get it, but I've heard the name Salvador Dalí, and I know he had a big old moustache.
Mm, yeah. He did. He was a surrealist, wasn't he?
Surrealist, yeah. Melting clocks.
Can I ask a question here? Is Picasso one of the surrealist guys?
I don't know much about it. But yeah, he does. Nobody's face looks like that.
They were all paintings of girls that he was having affairs with. That's true. Oh, and I reckon he did them like that so his wife would know who they were.
Oh, that's clever.
If she saw him on the street.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Until one of them got hit by a bus. Tragically, she did look like that.
And they're just his wife at the side of the room. Wait a minute!
And then, not good.
I think
she was on the bus, and it was because their head straight on, and just both eyes. She's like, "Oh my god, this is the worst!" That motherfucker.
I knew it.
I mean, haircuts are a work of art.
Of course they are. Of course they are, but here's what I've been pushing for this for years, you guys, for there to be sort of a little museum, a little art with hair. No one's got a hair. Can you think of a museum that's about hair?
No, it's more of a wig shop.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is sin because a wig is not hair.
No.
They're faking it. It's all about the real stuff is what I believe in. So don't you dare tell me that a wig shop is an art gallery.
No.
Okay.
No. It'd be great. You could have the long haircuts and the short haircuts.
What else?
Oh, the both. Yeah.
You could have both. You could have both, two sections.
There's more than this. What about a fade? You boys would love the fade.
Oh, yeah, so you do know some names of haircuts.
I know them. I just...
What about a bowl?
Bowl.
A humble bowl cut.
A bowl is one of
Did you ever have a bowl cut?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to go to hairdressers or do they just sort of...
I don't want to talk about magic, mate. I don't want to talk about it.
Can I ask a question? When people do haircuts over in the world that you live in, do they use a little wand? Or
are we going? Let's focus on this quiz. Thank you.
Let's get this after. We can talk about it after. I'll get a drink with you or something. I've got a lot of questions.
Well, Dali's one option. Picasso's another.
Jackson Pollock, I think, was the surrealist.
Pollock?
Yeah. That's all
I can put down Pollock.
Yeah.
Question number four. According to Greek mythology, Zeus, Hades, and which other god, their brother, divided up creation? Zeus, Hades, and another god divided up creation.
This is because I'm a fucking nerd.
You know this. What is it? Really?
Why do you know so much about Greek gods?
First of all, Hercules is a great movie.
With The Rock. The one with The Rock in it.
Yeah. And he sings to the woman on the vases.
Do you like magical movies?
I'm a fan of, you know, like all the great sagas, you know, Twilight, Lord of the Rings, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Any others come to mind? If you say Percy Jackson, the Lightning Thief, I'll fucking kill you, mate.
You know, Game of Thrones.
Right. Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Okay. Harry Potter, did you read those?
Did you read those, mate?
Did you watch that movie?
Read that tripe.
I skimmed it when I was young. I wanted to see what the hype was all about.
Well, you should read the manuscript I submitted. It was
Did
X-rated.
You do your own screenplay?
Yeah. X-rated. It was about Ron's exploits.
Right.
Just
sort of like the truth.
Yeah, what was really going on, hooking up, doing drugs.
Oh,
yep.
What kind of drugs are there
fucking
available?
Griffins and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like American Pie, but in the Wizarding World.
And the whole thing was just you trying to get a time turner so you didn't have to wear a condom. You could, like, come.
He has read them. He's read them.
Well, the jiggy job, Mr. Slush. Sorry. Seems like I got a bit of a lie in the
So we'll lock in Poseidon for that one, I reckon. Right, yeah?
Either that or I've just named another god, it could be.
No, I think it's Poseidon as well. Question number 5. Which gland in the human body is often called the master gland? Who'd like to take this one? Which
Stephanie,
gland
I reckon.
In the human
I'm
body?
I'm looking pushy on this one, guys. And I'm 99% certain that is the answer.
Pussy. The pussy gland?
The pussy gland.
The pussy.
Are you also... You don't have to answer this. I don't want to be too...
No, please. I'll answer any question ever.
Are you also interested in, like, the haircuts of...
The vagina.
And the penis.
And the penis, yes. I mean, if there's hair there, I'm there. I can talk about it. I'm styling it. I'm thinking about it.
That's a good catchphrase. If hair's there, I'm there.
As well.
As well.
If hair's there, I'm there as
I'm
well.
There as well.
That's a good tag.
And you know what you won't catch me? I'm not at these laser joints. I'm not at these waxing places. Because they've sort of got the opposite sort of
philosophy.
You know?
Yeah.
So
it's about the cut, isn't it?
It's about the cut. It's about having it. Mm-hmm. It's about...
It's quite an intimate cut, isn't it, down there?
Absolutely. And
You can't do a hell of a lot with the pussy hair.
No.
Maybe you can't.
I only see one or two styles.
Yeah.
Really.
What do you get?
You know, there's you can got the landing strip. You can braid it if you've got the length
you
there.
You can braid it.
Yeah. You could braid it.
I thought it would be too coarse, a pubis.
No, you can get them going if you a bit of product down there. It'll get it going, and you know the fro. You can have a fro down there. Yeah. That's what I'm rocking. Sorry, but
don't apologize. No way. Just the facts.
No, sorry. We've just met you, and I've just met Mr. Slush. So I.
Absolutely fine by me. I think. But, I also rock the afro.
Yeah.
I'm bold.
You go to the Voldemort. And that because it's scarred Harry.
Yeah. But which gland in the human body is often called the master gland?
You're happy with pussy? Yeah, that's a good guess. I trust her expertise.
All right, we'll put that down.
Because if there's hair there, she's there as well.
Yeah. Question 6. In Suzanne, Leonard Cohen sang that the tea and oranges came from where? In Suzanne, a song by Leonard Cohen, he sang that the tea and oranges came from where?
There's no tea.
Tea and oranges. Trick question, yeah.
Trick question. We're going to go on that one. Looking false, thank you.
We'll go for false.
Yeah. Not that in.
Moving on.
Next one. Wampois. It's always nice to know when you got a gimme.
The weird sisters are your favorite outfit.
I've heard a bit of Leonard Cohen though.
He crosses over to the magic world.
I try not to, like, I really distance myself from the stuff I grew up listening to, stuff my parents listened to, and all that. I got into modern stuff. Mm-hmm. I got into the Pink.
I didn't know her full name was The Pink. I thought she was just Pink.
Yeah, well.
Pink to her friends, but The Pink to
us. The Pink to fans.
Yeah.
True fans call her The Pink. I got into her. I got into...
And are you... do her fans have like a fan name as well?
Yeah, Pink. They're called The Stink, so there's
two
in
there. Yeah, The Stink. Yeah. Yeah.
She's The Pink and you're The Stink.
Yeah. I mean, Sloss knows he's in it.
Yeah.
He's in The Stink.
And you're the two.
Yeah, we're the two and The Stink. Yeah.
One Pink, and then there's us two in this.
And that supports her whole career.
Yeah. Wow. Buy a lot of tickets. We don't like. We don't like listening to other people like sing her songs just because you know we harmonize better.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you? I was going to say, do you listen to music when you cut hair? But I guess you're not a hairdresser. But do you get into it at all? Do you
I relax
to music?
Yes, I do find music can inspire me and connect me through the hair and the person. I'm a big fan of Tame Impala.
Tame Impala, they've got long hair.
The long hair, they've got the, you know, sort of good vibes.
What about hair metal? Do you get into hair metal at all?
Well, see, to me, hair metal, it's I can appreciate it, but what do we say about dirty, disgusting, stinky hair? Sometimes it's not something I want to see going around. You know?
It's not even a haircut. They've just grown that out. Yeah. So it's probably the longest time.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Sorry. I don't fully understand what do.
Yeah.
Like, what
sorry,
do you do?
In here. What are you saying?
I'm saying, what is your profession? Because I'm still not 100% across that.
Yeah, because hairdressers, they cut hair.
Hey, you know, Ron, Mr. Weasley, I don't know what the fuck you do, to be honest. What do you do?
I'm a dad. I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
At the Burrow, or whatever it's called in the book.
Yeah.
I look after the kids. Hermione.
And you're
works.
With Hermione,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yes. With the Miss the Ball and Chain. But not about me. We're talking about what the fuck you even are.
Or Dementor herself.
What do you do?
Look, I mean, it's so obvious what I do. Okay, I'm an expert in haircuts.
But you so haven't said anything profound about hair. You haven't revealed any, like, historical truth to them or any hidden layers.
What I'm saying
You just say that you like things and you hate things and you think there's long, short. What? Go further. Go deeper, love.
Sorry, but can I just say this is quite rude, what is happening right now, for one of the experts to sort of be attacking me on the, you know, I'm booked here, there's some time that I've taken out of my day that I could be talking about haircuts.
What do you mean, though?
I'm just a big, you know, I'm reading books about them. I'm looking at magazines. I'm on the red carpet. I'm saying, that's good. That's up. That's down. Mm. You know, I'm there. I'm in the salon. I'm saying, yeah, she could do a lot, but maybe she should go the short bangs. You know, I'm on TikTok. You know,
what?
But who's paying for all this?
Yeah, are you making a living?
Oh, no. My parents are rich, so I don't. No.
You know nothing about that.
No, my parents very poor, as you know. Yeah, very poor.
But in Suzanne, Leonard Cohen sang that the tea and oranges came from where? Do you want to put false?
Yeah, false. That's a trick question. There's no tea and oranges.
Right, we'll put false. Question 7. The playing periods in polo are known as what? This is a...
Boring.
Amen to that. Thank you.
That was
fucking
good,
tedious.
That was good.
So it's just my another run of my wacky surreal comedy.
That's one of yours. You do that on stage.
Well, you're from the UK. It's a popular sport in the UK. It's the sport of kings.
Yeah, the royals love it. They're always on about it. Prince William, Prince Harry, rest in peace.
He
didn't die, but he's dead to us.
Yeah. Prince Philip actually dead.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
But not dead to me, surprisingly. Yeah. I'm still carrying on.
That's a Prince Albert you're thinking of.
That makes sense.
Do you ever get down? Do you ever see a game of polo?
Never in my life. First time I saw a horse that didn't have wings, I was 33.
You're probably more used to like Quidditch and
all the cool sports, you know.
Yeah.
But I wasn't into that shit when I was at school. I was smoking gillyweeds and I was, you know, trying to get off with the fairies and that.
This is all in your screenplay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll send you guys copies. I don't know if you've opened the link, but...
No, I haven't yet, no.
Well, send it. Read it. It's good. It's
very
erotic.
I mean, you just attacked me, Mama Sugar. I'm not going to read the whatever pamphlet you're going to send me. Not interested, buddy.
Okay, well...
What about horse hair? Are you an expert in horse hair?
Good question.
I mean, no, I'm not. Because humans are quite different from animals. I feel like it's a waste on animals, you know? They can't talk back to me. So there's no real consent there, you know? I can't talk to a chihuahua and say, I think what you should be doing is dyeing it or something. Because it's just, you know? So, no, I cannot shed light on this part of the discussion. But I do like animals.
Okay.
You're welcome to ask me which ones and for what reason, but it seems like, you know, we're not interested in this. We got to get this guy over the line with the quiz. So,
What was the question again? What
are the playing periods in polo known as?
What would you, would you guess that they play in quarters like basketball?
Oh, because it's like such a fucking upper class sport. They probably do it in fifths.
Oh, so like
just to be. Like or crumpets or some shit.
Yeah, maybe it's crumpets.
Yeah.
All right, we've made Tim it down Smith to the final scone of this round of polo.
Very convincing.
I don't know. I don't. I would say quarters or something.
9 3/4 Is that it?
I'll see what you've done there. Yeah.
Platforms. Where they play. They play in a series of platforms.
No comment.
Quarters, crumpets. What would you like to lock in?
Thirds.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting. Question.
Gimme.
Question number 8. Who was Australia's longest lived prime minister?
Does that just mean who's the oldest? Who's the the most years in the world?
The longest of living.
Yeah. Who died last?
He died last when?
Well, I think the answer to what do they mean by longest lived prime ministers is that he died last.
Was it? No.
Is John Howard there though?
He's still around.
Okay. He's still alive. Yep. Kevin Rudd's alive.
Julia Gillard.
Alive.
Keating? Oh. Still alive?
Alive.
Yeah. Minogue.
Hawke recently dead.
Hawke.
I think she lost her pre-selection. I don't know that she got through.
What about Danny? She never.
Alive.
Yeah, alive. Yeah.
You wouldn't know it, but she is.
She's around. Yeah. And who's the guy that drowned? Harold Holt. He was he was actually quite young.
We don't know if he died there. He could have lived with, you know, the Gilly Weeds. He could just be underwater.
He could be down there, you know, ministering.
Yeah. Just went down, joined Aquaman, was like, this is better for me.
Yeah, and it would be, you know. I would have to say, I think Bob Hawke was quite old. Do you know him?
No.
You'd love him. He loves a pint. He loves a drink, yeah. Bob Hawke.
You get along
famous
really well.
Alcoholic. Yeah.
He went to Oxford.
Oh, well, where I went, so that's perfect. Yeah, yeah.
He was a Rhodes Scholar. Yeah,
but
just
he also
like
had
you
a world record for drinking a yard glass in 20 seconds or something like
something,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something crazy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And he's our he was there, Australia's prime minister.
Yeah, which is secondary to the yard glass thing.
Well, that's why.
That's what won him the vote. Like that was.
Yeah.
Well, literally. I think Gough Whitlam lived quite long.
Ooh.
He died quite recently, and he looked shit when he died.
Oh.
He had a real Prince Philip vibe about him.
Oh, God,
they
look like they're alive, but they're dead. They look like they've been in the grave.
How do you work with old hair?
Yeah, that's a great question.
As it ages, it gets more wiry. And
yes, and it gets famously white. You know, and
yes, this is the insight that you could expect from a hair expert.
Yes, for old hair, I usually tell them, you know, believe in yourself, white is cool.
You tell the hair to believe in itself.
Yeah, you've got to, you know.
So is this what you do? You're sort of like, instead of a horse whisperer, you're a hair whisperer.
Yes, I sort of, that's what I'm saying. I do a lot of things. And just because I don't say lawyer or doctor doesn't mean, you know, I don't have value in society.
So you're hanging around hairdressers, whispering at hair.
Yep, and the people. I'm whispering to the people as
and
well.
The people.
Don't forget them.
Okay.
I'll whisper to the hairdresser, say, you know, don't stop. Keep going.
Okay. Do you find yourself getting kicked out of many hairdressers?
For legal reasons, I'm not supposed to answer that question, actually.
Right.
But there's
that's a shame because we've still got some time to fill.
I've just got an email saying I can, so it's all goodness.
Wow. If you're on the email, open up that
pamphlet.
Yeah, wonderful script I sent through. 400 pages.
Yep.
Okay, so
Ron Weasley and the giant cock.
Yeah, the first line here, Ron says, Ron takes out his throbbing member and puts it into a glass of
butter beer.
Butter beer. Yeah. Yep, and drinks it down.
That was a prank. It was schoolyard pranks.
Is that like a magic trick? You can make it suck up.
I can drink through my cock.
Can I ask you, did you...
Sex must be awful.
Yeah, I once drank a whole woman in.
Yeah. You thought awful. That gland was big.
It's like you've never done anal.
Wait till he's finished with it.
I just can't go straight through me. It's
like the anti-suppository.
But you were saying you got kicked out of hairdressers for being a little whispering freak or something.
Well, it's because I think it could be the fact that I wear a lab coat when I'm doing my consultations. Well,
just like in your ads.
What was that?
Just like in your ads.
Just like
when you say, if the hair's there, I'm there as well.
All's well. Yep. Sorry.
I'm there and all's well. Is that it? What was it? You said it different that time.
No, sorry. I just stumbled on my words.
Oh, you're nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've had a couple of drinks. Sorry.
Yeah. Gough Whitlam, you reckon?
Yeah.
Let's put in Gough Whitlam.
A little bit drunk.
Put down Gough Whitlam. Oh, here's one for you.
All right.
To the nearest million, what's the population of London?
Well. Come on.
You'd know that. You live in London.
I live just outside of London.
Whereabouts?
In a little house. That is very nice.
Oh, yeah. What sort of is the name of the show? If I come by.
Huh?
If I'm ever around.
If you're around, hit me up on Facebook. I'll send you the address. But I'd rather not say it on the air.
Yeah.
I can't have people showing up. Doxed. Like you.
Yeah.
When people show up at your house and like wave at you and stuff like that.
Do you think I live in the hotel?
I think so, yeah, don't you? People show up and wave where you're at and go, hello. And I don't want that. I'm not about that life.
Mm. Okay.
You live a private life.
A very private man.
Could you say...
that you're about sucking your cock. Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want some privacy.
Well, the thing is... Fellas, if you try to get people to pay attention to you and they don't, after years and years and years, eventually you realise, actually, maybe I didn't want their attention.
I mean, people did pay attention to you. You're one of the top three characters in that show.
Yeah, but they made me out to be a fucking prick, didn't they?
Sort of getting the same vibe here right now. It doesn't seem too different from the movies, I would say.
What do you mean, love?
Love? A minute ago you said, hello, lads. I'm a beautiful woman sitting here. You cannot address me
as one. And I've been meaning to ask, you've got no hair. You're bald all over and you're there going on about how you love hair.
Okay? I can have had hair, have hair gone, and still be the best person to speak for hair.
I whisper
to
hair.
You've got no expertise. You don't have any of your own. No eyebrows even.
Yeah.
And I think... quite frankly, you fetishize hair, and I think you...
It does sound like you've been wandering around hairdressers going, can I have your hair?
Yeah.
You know, we're just human, so...
That's true.
We're just human, and I have vulnerabilities, you know, sloshy, what is one of yours? If we could just, you know, take a turn around so I'm not so...
Attacked, you feel attacked.
Yeah, what are some of your vulnerabilities, mate?
My own worst enemy is myself, but I'm also my own biggest fan. So, inner turmoil.
Relatable.
That is deep stuff.
That's tricky.
Also, I hate muggles, but I am one.
Shit.
I would genuinely, and I know I'd rather be a mudblood at this point. I think that's.
Oh God! You know, they used to call my wife that when she was little.
Yeah,
yeah, we do. Yeah.
You still do? No, oh, you're a member, right?
No, I mean,
I would rather be a squib than be a muggle. Yeah. Do you guys know what squibs are?
Yes. No.
As you know,
yeah,
you've read the books.
That was poor magic, but they lost their ability to do magic.
Yep. So their parents are magic, but they have no powers.
Shit.
That's shit, isn't it?
Yeah, that is shit.
That's like
that
you. Like your parents have two full heads of hair. You're born bald all over and you get obsessed with hair.
No, she's rocking a bush down the bottom. That's true. We've established that earlier. Yeah. It's just bald on top.
Yeah. Well, I forgot about the bush.
Up top party in the bob.
To the nearest million, what's the population of London?
I mean, and so to the nearest million, it's going to be
how many live there?
Six or seven. I can't remember.
Oh, I was way off. I was going to say 20 million
because it's like because Sydney's five.
Oh no, yeah. So the population of London is greater than the population of Scotland.
Yeah.
So okay, it's
I would say it's much bigger than Sydney.
I would say maybe seven and eight.
Eight, seven.
I'm happy with eight.
Okay, but it's not up to you.
Yeah. What he said.
I like the way in seven.
I'm on his side.
I will. I'll stick to my gut and say seven.
Okay, we'll say seven. Final question.
You got fucking something to say?
No, I just would have gone with eight. But anyway, let's carry on. Next question.
We'll put seven. Question 10. Which Canadian province's name contains the names of two dog breeds? Which Canadian province's name contains the names of two dog breeds? Two dog breeds. You travelled to Canada, Daniel?
yes, to Montreal.
Mm-hmm. That's not it.
Monty.
Real Monty dogs and real dogs? No, no, not that one.
Well, we can find out.
Isn't Newfoundland? Newfoundland?
Yeah, a Newf.
Yep.
That's just one dog name. That's not two. Sorry. Poodle? Something with a poodle?
No, obviously not.
Chihuahua?
Obviously not.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
What else do we know about Vancouver?
Well, Newfoundland is a dog in a place.
Okay, yeah. So we've got
so
one.
Onto something
that's
there.
That's one point.
So Newfoundland poodle, is that it?
Newfoundland terrier. Newfoundland.
Do you what are sort Labrador? Of pets? Do you have pets?
We have a little fucking a little what's it called?
I don't know, you've not told us.
It's Scottish
patroness.
Oh, oh
yeah.
Patroness.
Yeah. We've got the family patroness that we all project
and you say patroness.
Yeah. It sounds
Patronus. You people might call it, and in the books and movies they call it that.
Patronus.
Oh, you muggles.
But in your script it's a patroness.
Yeah. Don't be patronizing, I say.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, God. I've lost it. Isn't it?
I mean, I don't want to brag, but I wasn't going to bring it up, but I was actually flown to Canada to go to the Hair Expo in 2018, and sort of gave a talk.
Where was that held?
In Vancouver, in a sort of in the hotel there. I think it was a Vibe Hotel.
Yeah. The Vibe Hotel Vancouver.
Yeah.
And you gave a talk on
hair. I gave a talk, so just to run,
Did you whisper the talk, or was it?
Yeah.
It was an ASMR talk. You're right.
Yes, about hair.
And what
topic were you given, or were you given a topic, or was it just sort of?
It was sort of free form.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say that my opening line to you guys, if you want to.
Love to hear it, yeah.
Hair. When you think about it.
Is that it?
Sorry, Ron's giving me sort of evil eye. Is that sort of a magic thing? Because I'm just going to close my eyes and say what I'm going to say. Yeah. Okay. Hair. When you think about it, why is it there? There for some, there for many. Up and down, there's plenty.
What, is it a poem?
It's a free-form poem.
Yeah.
Just the first line was.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes into prose. So.
Yep. Okay, and so how's that help with the question? Yeah.
I thought we were just sharing things about each other, but of experiences we've had. you know, okay. with the boys, say things, you know, but I do not have an answer for you.
For the dogs.
Okay.
On 10.
Must do be you? Exciting, though, to get, you know, brought on tour.
Absolutely.
If you like,
recognition.
For the thing that you do. I mean, that's you've got that in common with Daniel. Daniel's taken on tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You tour?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Stand-up comedy.
Maybe yeah. if, you know.
Surreal.
We'll really keep in touch. Wacky stuff.
We'll oh. keep in touch next time. And if I'm in the same, if I'm in Edinburgh,
yeah,
and you've got the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, I'm at the Edinburgh Hair Festival,
which is at the same time.
Why? Because they're all at the same
overlaps.
Time.
Some of the venues share the
they
festivals.
Do. Yep.
Yeah,
but mine's early. Mine's at 2 o'clock,
yeah.
11
early
a.m.
In the day. Yep.
Early. We flip over. Come to a show.
Yeah,
you know.
What do you do in those shows? You got a what? Do you got like a full hour?
Got any more poems or rhyming couplets?
A battle raps.
Yeah.
I tend to do a PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Talk about sort of trends in hair, how yep. my hair is going. Q&As.
And so the current trend today, it's you know what's happening. What's the 2021?
What I'm forecasting mm-hmm. is mullets are going absolutely off for women, yeah. and men yeah. are getting into ringlets.
Ringlets.
Have you considered that, Ron?
Like,
what is
we put our hair in curlers at night and then wake up, take them out.
Yeah. Because as a ginger man, you're not bullied enough.
Everyone's going to be calling me Ronald. Is that what you want? I'm already called Ronald. They're like, oh, it's Ronald McDonald McFuck.
Newfoundland and one other dog. We just need one other dog.
Labrador.
Yeah, go on then.
You get a Labrador?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Labrador calendar.
Awesome. Wow.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did, Daniel? What are you hoping?
Well,
is our lowest score ever.
Oh, well, I think we've beaten that. I reckon we're going to be in the high fours.
The high fours.
Awesome.
Yeah, like the upper end.
Yeah.
Almost five, but like
4.
Objectively 5, not.
4.6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to round up to the nearest million, we probably got a million.
All right. Well, let's see. Question
let's
number
go.
One was, which two singers will perform the half... Which two singers performed the halftime show at the Super Bowl in Miami in February 2020?
Shakira, you said, Neil and Jello.
You said Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, and it's Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Question number two was, what nickname was given to actress and... What
I
nickname
think about
was
it would be way better if Hermione was here, because she's like the smart one in your relationship.
Yeah.
I said that when the email came through.
Yeah.
I said, you sure you don't want the missus?
She nearly was here, and I'm not sure how that would have gone.
At the last minute, someone else came into the panel.
We had subbed out for a hair expert. Question two was, what nickname was given to actress and activist Jane Fonda after she visited North Vietnam in 1972?
Queen.
You said white she-devil, but it was Hanoi Jane.
Oh. Hanoi Jane.
Question number three was the
she
treachery.
She was annoying.
The Treachery of Images is a painting by which surrealist artist? You said Pollock, but it's René Magritte.
Oh,
who the shit is that?
What is that, Joker?
Question four was, according to Greek mythology, Zeus, Hades, and which other god divided up creation? You said Poseidon, and it's Poseidon.
Yes!
Giving you two. Question five, which gland is in the human body is often
pushy,
called the master
come on, pushy.
Gland? You said pushy, but it's the pituitary gland.
Oh,
that's
which
just
is
a slang word.
Yeah,
that's pituitary.
Close, it sounds
so
like
that
it.
One. That's the one.
In Suzanne, Leonard Cohen sang that tea and oranges came from where? You said false, but it's China.
Oh.
Well, what's he on about? Is he another surrealist?
Yeah.
How many surrealists there's
also
have
no
you got?
There's no tea in China.
Yeah.
Well, famously there is, I think.
Where? C-H-I-N-A.
See, that's the surrealism you're talking about. Question seven was, the playing periods in polo are known as what? You said thirds, but it's... Chukkas, C-H-U-K-K-A-S.
Oh, good lord.
If only we had some Aussies on the panel.
Yeah.
And maybe we would have gotten that question right.
Question eight was, who was Australia's longest lived prime minister? You said Gough Whitlam, and it's Gough Whitlam.
Oh. Yes, better than fucking
getting,
two.
And to be fair, you
three.
Said Gough Whitlam, but we agreed.
<Yeah. laughs>
Question nine, to the nearest million, what is the population of London? You said 7, but it's 9 million.
Like a dog.
Oh, shit.
Big old
I've done
city.
That once.
Yeah.
Speaking of
at uni. Yeah. It's in the screenplay. Yeah. I turn it into a woman using a changeling spell.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Question 10, speaking of dogs, which Canadian province's name contains the names of two dog breeds? You said Newfoundland and Labrador, and it's Newfoundland and Labrador, giving you four out of ten.
And the high fours as well. Do I get a bonus point for guessing our score?
Yeah, we can put you in the high four as well.
Yes.
Done.
Yes, taking it up to 4.6.
Oh my goodness.
Congratulations, Daniel. That's not too bad, actually. Four is the normal score that
Honestly thought we were going to do worse. I've got to sincerely thank both of my brain trusts
for
helping me through a lot of that.
Mm.
Thank you.
And also to the Quizmaster for giving us an answer.
Thank you.
Like that time Chris Tarrant famously just goes on the $1 million question. China, just say fucking China for the love of God. We're so fucking bored to say China. Absolutely embarrass yourself on national television.
Ron Weasley, as a film student of film, do you listen to many film podcasts?
Very well done there, Kyron. I listen to a podcast called Total Reboot by Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. It comes out weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron James is doing comedy shows at the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Wow, will you be going?
I will not be attending. I don't like stand-up
too
comedy.
Too surreal.
Yeah. After I saw Danny's show Dark, it was too wacky for me. I said, no, I don't know what he's on about out there. He's making stuff up and it's crazy. But you can go see Cameron James April 29 to May 1. Is that the order of the months?
That's it.
April, May. Yep, that's it. Yep.
And Stephanie Kaminsky,
yes, darling.
Thank you for being here and bringing your hair expertise.
It's my honor and the pleasure. And
I love that you do like freeform talks.
Yes.
About hair. Have you ever thought about doing improv or getting into that world?
You know, that's funny that you say that to me because before people kick me out of places, they do say, "Have you thought about being an improviser?"
Mm.
And, you know, I didn't think you could have more than one skill. You know, I didn't think you could devote your life to more than one thing.
But it was just hair.
So it's just sort of hair for a while. But I think, you know, I've got more things in my future, despite what Ron may say about me and my career. And it's sort of, you know, my humanity. I think I could be... You might be seeing me on the stages, boys, with a lot more than a poem.
Who are some of the improvisers that you've seen? Perhaps in Sydney.
Oh, there's some
that have inspired you.
Oh, you know, I've got to tell you about this girl I know. She's this little Italian girl who sort of floats around, and her name is Concetta Caristo. It's quite similar to Kaminsky in a way. And you know, you can see her around doing funny little things.
She's got long hair.
Yeah. She's got beautiful, long, luscious hair, and that's how we met, because I was sat behind her in the bus and I was sniffing it. She whipped around, but lucky she's friendly, and she said, "Good to meet you, it's a pleasure." And I said, "I've got some ideas for you about your hair." And anyways, this is sort of to lead into a plug. I think she has a podcast that is new and worth listening to with another girl with famously good
big
hair.
Big Natural Talents.
Big Natural Talents.
I listened to that one too.
Yeah. She's
what got you onto that?
I just weirdly came. I have a Google search alert.
Alert
on Big Natural Talents.
Phrases. Yeah.
And Daniel, you have some shows in Australia that you're performing.
Yes.
All around the country. What have you got left? Perth. You got Perth.
Got Perth. Got Sydney. Canberra. I've added another Hamer Hall one on the 4th of May.
Great.
Yeah. Are you here then?
I think I'll be in Perth.
Oh, well, I'll just see you in Perth then.
Yeah, I'll see you in Perth.
And there's no Avengers movie out this year, since that has been our tradition for the past 7 years.
Yeah, but unfortunately no movies are out.
Yeah.
So we won't be doing that, unless you want to see some sort of ISO drama.
Oh.
Have you noticed that? All movies at the moment are about one or two people heading out to the woods. That's it for Wax Quizzical. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.